Invasion by Transmurderdoc, read by Coprime. Rating, not rated. Archive warning, creator chose not to use archive warnings. Fandom, Spider-Gwen Comics. Characters, Matt Murdock and original symbiote character. Additional tags, body horror, hurt no comfort, ambiguous slash open ending, sensory deprivation, Earth 65, post canon, and vomiting. Summary. While hiding from the hand, Matt unfortunately gets to know his tag-along better. The feeling of whatever it was intertwined with his flesh had long since faded to a dull throb that tickled at the edge of consciousness. This was despite the squirming underneath his skin that threatened to reignite the wound with fresh pain. Matt grit his teeth as he gingerly touched the edge of the slick flesh that swelled out of the puncture in his own, skirting his fingers away from the teeth that now jutted from the gaping hole in his side. Tendrils reached out from the flesh to his fingers, worming their way out through the meat of his body, like maggots through a corpse. The slimy tendrils sparked his brain. The whole mass did like a secondary nervous system, a parasite rooted in the heart of the functioning of his body. The reverb of sensation from the touch thundered through his body like the screech of a microphone through the air, buzzing static in the roots of his teeth. They continued making their way up his fingers, sliding their way in between the webbing of his fingers and pushing beneath his fingernails, forming a slick lattice of pseudo-nerves on top and underneath the layers of skin on his hand. A hiss of a noise itched at the back of his skull as the slithering tendrils crept their way across his hand, pinpricks of pain etching itself into his body, with each stitch of the weaving in and out of the meat of his body, a tapestry of flesh and agony. The screech grew louder and louder with each movement, ringing through his bones like church bells through a still graveyard, disturbing the silent crypts and hollowed ground, until his whole consciousness was consumed by the ear-splitting buzz that racked the interior of his skull. Bile tainted the edges of his mouth, the sharp taste stinging his mouth grounded Matt for a moment, not long enough to gain any real bearing. The words murmured through the dull roar that throbbed in his head, drowned out by the volume of the rest of the noise. The saliva in his mouth was contaminated more and more by stomach acid, and the little part of him that was still aware prayed this wouldn't end up being the first time he threw up in a public restroom, though that seemed more and more likely as the seconds ticked by. As the thought fluttered past his addled mind, the heavy, heavy mass suddenly spread through his body, threading its way through the fibers of his muscles like an overzealous cross-stitching project. Sensation slowly deadened everywhere the mass touched. His limbs twitched and juddered as he was pulled every which way by the strands embedded in his sinew. The loss of feeling caused his heart to pound against the tendrils curled around it, and his breaths quickened as his mind went back to the time with the hand and the many trials he had undertaken at their request. Depriving him of feeling had been one of their favorite ways to test his senses. He was snapped back to the present by the mass seeping its way into his spinal cord in response, and started to make its way up, spiraling around and around the column of nerves and scraping against the bone. The words became clearer, hushed reassurances that trickled their way through his mind as the tendrils wrapped their way around his brainstem, writhing their way towards the rest of his brain as the sickly sweet murmurs bore down on him. After having spent so long running, giving into the mass and permitting it to drown him in its suffocating embrace was so very tempting. Even then, the instincts so finely honed in him that had made him such a favored weapon of the hand for so long wouldn't allow him to sink into the so sweetly promised rest. Though his jaw had long since gone numb, he could still scream to his heart's content if only he wasn't so afraid of giving his position away to his pursuers. That was, if they didn't know already. Matt used the little control he still had and bit his tongue to shut the frustrated scream boiling inside him. The sharp points of his teeth punctured it, and the heady taste of iron spilled into his mouth, mixing with the lingering bile. He grew fainter and fainter with every passing second, mind swimming in a forced haze as his perception grew dimmer and dimmer, narrowing in on the suddenly claustrophobic stall. Matt had always liked smaller spaces. The pressure pressed into his body had calmed him, even if the habit had been a source of irritation for his parents while they were still alive. Now, however, the old familiar comfort could not seem farther away as he leaned against the stall's wall, with something using his body against him and being hunted like prey by those he had once called allies. Salt filled the air of the stall. It took Matt a second to realize it was because of the tears streaming down his face. A spasming radiated from his insides, though with how numb his body was and how his head felt like someone had pried open his skull and taken an egg beater to his brain, it took such a long time to figure out where it originated from that even his child self would be disappointed in him. The sharper taste of bile was what ended up tipping him off to the issue. The dim pressure of the wall at his back disappeared, his body moving without his permission, though he could scarcely feel the familiar push and pull of his muscles. His body dropped to its knees like a puppet that had gotten its string severed. In the back of his mind, however, he knew his newfound controller was far from done with him. All remaining thoughts rattling in his skull fled as the tendrils forced his jaws to open and bile spewed out. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.